Well, I'm extraordinarily disappointed that the Taoiseach has decided to attack our chief executives around Ireland, his own staff. I mean, we had a meeting of Sligo County Council on Monday where we declared the housing an emergency, and we required emergency measures to be introduced to deliver housing in Sligo. And his own Minister Brown, following our county development plan, de-zoned 54 hectares of land in Sligo that we zoned for housing, following our decision to zone it, to put it in the development plan so that builders could build in Sligo. And his own minister de-zoned that. I mean, this man is talking out both sides of his mouth here, and to blame the chief executives. Even last night at 11 o'clock, I spoke to our chief executive in relation to a planning issue in Sligo City. And, you know, they're working round the clock. Our man is working round the clock to ensure that we deliver housing. And this is a third man tackle here by the Taoiseach on the chief executives, which are doing their best to deliver. We know that Irish Water, when we had two briefings in Sligo County Council with them, have been looking for $2 billion transferred to their accounts so they can deliver services to new land. The government haven't transferred that. The government have cut off funding for the tenant in situ scheme, where people are being evicted because the houses are going for sale. Like, the Taoiseach is not delivering, and for him to take that cheap blow at chief executive is unacceptable to me personally.
He has said that many councils are dragging their feet on the issue, and that the government will actually move directly to zone land if local authorities don't comply. Is there any indication that Sligo County Council isn't complying?
There's absolutely no reason to say that. It's the planning regulator and his minister that is the block in the system. Nobody else, not the chief executives. Even the chief executive at our meeting on Monday told us that he would consider and work with a proposal to bring in modular homes if he got clearance from the department. But that clearance is not coming. There is absolutely no support coming for this government to create houses in Sligo or the North West. And I know a number of chief executives here in the North West, the Leitrim man, the Sligo man, the Donegal man, every one of them are bending over backwards to ensure that housing is delivered in the North West. And for this Taoiseach to attack his own staff like that is unacceptable.